Sefer Ahava, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Brachos Achiris, Dvorim Achirim Harba Shanim, Bahem Psicha V'Yichasimo, Tikkun HaChacham Der Sheva V'Yodeh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chacham instituted other brachos, many other statements that lack a psicha and a chasima, as an expression of praise and acknowledgement of Hashem. For example, davening that we have already mentioned. Some brachas are habayne bayis chadash, somebody who builds a new house. Vakene kinu chadashim, somebody who buys new kelim. Ben yishli kitzaman ben enli, whether he has or not. So what does he say? Mavorach brach Hashem kinu chadam shechiyenu vekimanu begenu lazman hazeh. Hashem, who granted us life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this occasion. Days. A person who sees a friend after not seeing him for 30 days should resent Shechiano. If he didn't see him for 12 months, he says, who resurrected the dead? A person who sees a fruit that grows only in a specific season each year should recite Shechiyanu when he sees it for the first time. A person who hears good news, he should say, who is good and does good. A person who hears the bad tidings, he should say, blessed are you, the true judge. Person is obligated to say a blessing over undesirable occurrence. This is with a positive spirit, the same manner as he joyfully recites a bracha over desirable occurrence. Shemar has said, "V'ahafas Hashem alikecha, v'chol meidecha, and you shall love Hashem, your Hashem, with all your might." Chal haba ayisir shnistavinu bo shafil beish yasul yedu yishabach shabiach b'simcha. Including this extra dimension of love, we are commanded to express and to acknowledge and praise Hashem's happiness even at one time of difficulty. Gimel, Higiyah Yilov Teva, Shashama Shuma Teva, Abisha Dvar Maram Shateva, Shatigam Leirav, Mavarach Hateva Metev. When a desirable event occurred to a person, or he heard favorable things, although it appears that this good will ultimately cause one difficulty, he should say Hateva Metev. If a person suffered difficulty or heard unfavorable things, although it appears that it's difficult will ultimately lead to good, say dynamis. What's now, not what could be, or future possibilities. Hey, if there was a lot of abundant rainfall, if he owns a field, he says Shechiyanu. If he owns in a partnership with others, he says Hateva Metiv. And if he doesn't have a field, he says Bari Menachalach Shata Hashem Alekino. A kultiva v'tiva shreirat ata lanu v'dufinu wali chuli ad heim edi v'shav v'vorach v'ashim chamalkinu v'rachat Hashem. You should say, we thankfully acknowledge you, Hashem, our Hashem, for each and every drop that you have caused to descend for us. If our mouths were filled, they shall all give thanks, praise, and bless your name, our Hashem. Bless are you, the Almighty, who is worthy of manifold thanksgiving of praise. Memes and Vork Malak Shamim. Why should the blessing be recited on rain? When much water collects on the face of the earth, the raindrops cause bubbles to form in the rain that has already collected, and the bubbles begin to flow off to one another. Our prisoner was told that his father died and that he's the Yiddish. He's there. If he has other brothers, he says, and then if he doesn't have any other brothers, he says, To summarize, whenever a circumstance is a benefit for one together with others, you should say Atev Amitiv. But if it's a good only for him, he says Shachiano. Four individuals are required to say things: a person who had been sick, had recuperated, a person who had been in prison and was released, people who, after the journey, and travelers who reach a settlement. These things must be said in front of 10 people, of whom 2 are sages. It was all to the congregation of the people, and they will praise him in the seat of the elders. How does one give thanks? What blessing should be your sight? She stands in the midst and says, Hashem, who bestows benefits upon us and who has bestowed all goodness upon me. Hashem, Amrim, Shimokhativri, Mokhasela, may he who granted you benefits or goodness continue to bestow good upon you forever. Test. Ariamok, Mishnas, Nisim, Yishok, Yin Yamsov, Ma'abrasi, Yadin, Amir, Bartha, Shamakim, Shalas, Nisim, Avicenim, Yamakim, as a prisoner sees a place where miracles were done to the Eden. For example, the Red Sea, or the crossing of the Jordan, he says, Baruch Hashem, King of the Universe, who wrought miracles for our ancestors in this place. And any place where many miracles happen. But if it's an individual, so him and his son, they may say, plus the Hashem made a nest for me this place. The son says, he made a nest for my father this place. Person who sees the den of lions into which they were thrown in, they say, Baruch Hashem, nest, first of the nest that's taken Makam Azar. And Rav Hashem, the place where Gaim serve, say, Baruch Hashem, get Makam Shalas, and Hapam, the Eru, the setting. Grants patience to those who transgress his will. Akash Nekram and Akum of Eretzisom of Warnock, Shakar Akum Eretzino. Place for which the worship of false gods has been uprooted. Says, blessed Hashem, uproots false worship from our land. In Mechuzdaritz, if it's Chuzdaritz, it says, Warnock, Shakar Akum, Makam Azah. I remember staying Kishim Shakarta Makam Azah, half the Akum, Machom, Makimish, Vatashu, Leva, Dina, Avdecha. In both instances, you should say, as you have uprooted. Former worships from this place, so may it be uprooted from all places. May you turn the hearts of all its worships to serve you. Hare Abut Yisrael B'Yeshuvan, a person who sees the settlement of Jewish homes, he says, Baruch Hashem Gen Bachadilam, Matzav Kvul Amana, who establishes the border of the widow. Chorben Yisrael Yimir Baruch Danem, Sarei Kivri Yisrael, a person who sees the Kivri Yisrael, he says, Baruch Hashem Gen Bachadilam, Asher Yatsar Samadin, Bizan Eskom Adin, Vechilkum Eskom Adin, Vehim Yisrael Adin, bless you, Hashem, King of the Universe, who created with you justice, judged you with justice, sustained you with justice, took heart your lives with justice, ultimately will lift you up with justice to the life of the world to come. Bless you, King God, who resurrects the dead. If you see 600,000 people, if they're going, you say, Beishim Chemay, Chafri Lad Chemini, Akras Goyim Midrut Siavarova. Your mother shall be greatly ashamed. She that bore you will be disgraced. Behold, the ultimate fate of the Gentiles will be in arid wilderness and desolate land. The truth on Eretz Yisrael, you should say, Rach Shemim Machelam, Chacham Marozim, the wise who knows secrets. Rebbe Chachman was an Elam, and who sees a Gentile wise, which is say, Rach Shemim Machelam, Shalom Lachachmas, the Basar Vedam. He gave this Chachman to Basar Vedam. Chachar Yisrael, Vavar, Shalom Lachachmas, the Reyof. When he sees a Jewish king, he should say the blessing of Chachmei, Arazam, Machi Yisrael, Imam, Shalom Lachachmas, the Reyof. Rebbe Machi was an Elam, or if Nasa Nachvedi, the blessed Adam, unless he's a Goyish king, he should recite the blessing King Elish was given from his glory to flesh and blood. It be Zareya as a Kushi with some Shin and his first Penan, it be a Vedan, person who sees a Kushi or a person who has a strange looking face or an abnormal limb, should say Barak the Shukun Mathomer Shana Abdias with all to this creation. I did a Suway Kitea Mukashin, will be a Kanik, it's a man, a person who sees a blind man, a one legged person, a person who skin grows or blotches, should say Barak Hashem Gim Rahalam, Diana Emus. If Nilda came, may Iman, if a person was born like that, he says, Mashana Sabriya, Zareya Sapil, Zakif, Zakif, Ever Barak, Mashana Abdias, prison sees an elephant, a monkey, an owl, should say, was altered the creation. A person who sees beautiful and well-formed creations or pleasant-looking creature sight, whose world is like this. When a person goes out in the fields or gardens of the month of Nisan and sees flowering trees sprouting branches for a sight, bless you, King of the universe, do not leave anything lacking in this world, and created within its fine creations and beautiful and fine trees so that they would give pleasure to men. When one perceives the winds that blow, extremely powerful lightning, thunder, that rumbling that sounds like large mills when they are heard on the earth, shooting stars, or comets, he should recite whose power and might fill up the world. If one desires, he may recite the bracha, performs the work of the creation. And everyone sees mountains, hills, seas, deserts, or rivers after 30 days. He says, who performs the work of the creation. Personally sees the oceans after intervals of 30 days. He should say, who creates the ocean. Araya Keshis Manan, a person that sees a rainbow, should recite, Vodach Baruch Hashem Gim Lachelam, Zechar Abriyas Vedem Vedes Vekayim Ma'avari. Remember the covenant, is faithful in his covenant, and maintains his word. Araya Vodach Vechilashay, a person that sees the moon after it's renewed, says Baruch Hashem Gim Lachelam, Asher Ma'avari, Baruch Shvachim, Vodach Piv, Konsalov, Chaykes Ma'an Nasal Nanam, Shvili Yishanas Tafkidim, Sassus Rechem Asas, Vetsin Kedem, Perli Emes, You created the heavens with his word and all their hosts with the breath of his mouth, and granted them a fixed law scheduled that they should not alter their tasks. They rejoice and are glad to carry out the will of their creator. They are faithful servants whose work is righteousness. And he instructed the moon to renew itself as a crown of glory to those who are born by him from the womb, who are destined to be similarly renewed and to glorify their creator for the name of the glory of his kingdom and for all he has created. Blessed are you, Hashem, who renews the month. Shathamarach brachazum ha'omad. You have to recite it standing. Shkol avorach ala chedish v'zmanaki lohikbo p'nei ha'shchina. Whoever recites the bracha on the new moon at its appropriate time, it's considered as if he agreed to the Shema. If he did not recite the bracha on the first day, he would recite the blessing until the 16th of the month, till the moon becomes full. Sorry, I lost it. Please give me 1 second. Start again. So if a person sees the sun on the day of the spring equinox at the beginning of the 28th year cycle that begins on Wednesday night, you should say when he sees the sun on Wednesday morning, you should say he performs the work of creations.
There you go.
The hanging staff's element מעשה טובה בכתרס החדש ולתיין נתן לו את ספר לדרם. וכן כשיעשה כל כך וכך בחמישס, הביחל מנשון תחילת מעשה טובה ולתיין נתן לו את ספר לדרם, וכן מכעיש שגידה מעשה טובה אלה מקצה מסך, כל אחד מאלו מבורך בעשי ברישס. Similar to Bach, he performs the work of creation should be recited when the moon reaches the beginning of the zodiac, constellations clear at the beginning of the month, and stop pointing to the north or the south when any of the five stars that revolve in the separate spheres arrive at the beginning of the constellation Tela, and then not point to the north or the south, and when one sees the constellation Tela ascend at the eastern corner of the sky. First, he sees a settlement of Goyish homes. He should recite, God will pluck up the house of the proud. Rehoban Aimer, you see a desolate settlement. He says, the Lord is a God of retribution. Oh, God of retribution, reveal yourself. You see the graves of Goyim, you should say, your mother shall be greatly ashamed. God of Hashem, to allow me to enter in peace and to leave me in peace, and may you save me from this and the like of the future. One leaves the bath, he should say, I give thanks to Hashem, and Hashem for saving me from fire. First and foremost, to let blood for say, may it be the will of Hashem that this activity brings me a recovery. You are a generous healer. When you leave, you say, Baruch Hashem, Harl Hashem, Arifi Chaylim, healer of the sick. First and foremost, to measure his silo, should say, you send blessing to the work of my hands. This halamud, you should say, when you start measuring, you should say, Hashadab. Baruch Hashadab, Baruch HaBekriyazah. Blesses you, sends blessing to this heap of grain. He asked mercy. After measuring his grain, his prayer is considered to be in vain. Person who calls out Hashem over the events that have already happened is considered to have uttered a prayer in vain. And it has a base of medrash. When you come into base of medrash, you should say, "Just before now, Hashem will declare to you, 'Kosher with the Allah, Hashem will emra al tur, tami val tur, tami, tami tur val mutur, aser v'leal aser mutur, the kosher with the tvar Allah, yisur who be chaviri val yikosher chaviri v'yasmach ma'amim." You should say, "May it be the will of Hashem that I not stumble regarding a point of law, and I call something that is pure impure, nor something that is impure pure." I call something that is permitted forbidden, or something that is forbidden permitted. That I not make a mistake regarding a point of Teda and cause my friends to laugh at me. When my friends err, and I laugh at them. So you also may say, when you leave, you should say, I thank Hashem that you have granted me a portion amongst those who sit in the study house, and have not granted me a portion amongst those who sit on the street corners. We both rise early. I rise to the words of Torah, and they rise to fruitful matters. I work hard, they work hard. I labor for the words of Torah and receive reward. They labor and then I receive rewards. We both run, I run to the life of the world to come, and they run to the pit of destruction. A person who enters a metropolis should say, come into peace. If he comes in at peace, he says, I came in peace. When you want to leave, you should say, I should leave in peace. You should say, you allow me to depart in peace, lead me on the way in peace, direct my steps in peace, support me in peace, and save me from the hands of the enemies and lurking foes on the way. The general rule is a prisoner should always cry out to Hashem over future possibilities, asking for mercy. He should thank Hashem for what has transpired in the past, thanking him and praising him according to his capacity. Anybody who praises and thanks Hashem abundantly is worthy to be praised. Hilchos Brachos, Chapter 11, Parakid Aleph. Kol brachas kul and pesef behen bevorach b'chesim behen bevorach chutz b'bracha achirah shal kishva b'bracha asmucha l'chavreta b'chas aperis fadim leim b'chas asis ha-mitzis. All brachas begin with the baruch at Hashem and conclude with brachat Hashem, the exception of blessings that are of kishma, blessings that come in succession of each other, the blessings over fruit, and the like, the blessing over the fall of the mitzvahs, the blessings that we have mentioned, which are expression of praise of thanks. Others start but do not conclude. There are positive commandments that a person is obligated to make an effort to pursue the fulfillment until he performs that. For example, they're called a obligation. The fish on the is because a person is obligated to fulfill them. There are other mitzvahs that are not obligation, but it's a voluntary mitzvah. Person doesn't have to live in a house that way he may mechui mezuzah. If he wants, he can sleep in an oil or in a boat. And the chayav is by this k'delas is maka. A person does not have to build a house to make a guardrail. The kol mitzvah sasid shivin adam l'makam bin mitzvah shenech mechayim bin mitzvah shiichiv or avar chalei akidim lasiyas. It doesn't matter what the mitzvah is. We have to say before the actual mitzvah. Chayim kol mitzvah shenech nidiv l'sifrim. Anything which is rabbinic. Bein mitzvah shiichiv b'midiv l'sifrim. Let's say, for example, Megillah v'adlokas ner, Roshavach v'adlokas ner, Chanukim v'mitzvah shenifeva. For example, I ate of it, Tzidah v'vodach ha'akil, Kim v'asiyosin, you make the bracha. Before you do it, Ashur Kishavach says, oh, no, lasses, v'echat zero of the Tera. Where does the Tera command us about the Chachamim? Shkos v'baya, she'im l'chot hasa. Ibs in advarim v'atzen l'kaf v'ashkir, Shom t'zitzvot, 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 t'zitzvot. We're saying that who has sanctified us with their commandments that commanded us to listen to the Chachamim, who have commanded us to light the Hanukkah candles or read the Megillah. The same applies regarding all rabbinic commandments. Why don't we make a blessing after washing hands after eating? It's only instituted because of danger, and standing in the danger, we don't make a bracha. This is compared to someone who strains water at night because of the danger of leeches. He doesn't recite a blessing who commanded us to strain water. Person performs a mitzvah but does not make the bracha. If he fulfills the mitzvah, still continues, he may recite. If not, he doesn't. Let's say you put on tzitzis or tefillin or he sat on a sukkah and then he realizes his name made the bracha, so make the bracha now. After you put on tefillin, make the bracha. After you're sitting in the sukkah, then you make the bracha. If a person makes shkita without a bracha, then he says, he said, double a bracha, a person will cover blood without kise, without a bracha, or let's say, he first turned on meister, so he should tell double a bidach, and all these things, he didn't make a bracha. And he doesn't do it after he does it. So make the bracha after he already performed the mitzvah. He can make the mitzvah. Make a bracha, just feels like air, because he can't say the bracha before. The fikah hashi, tum barach. Is because it allows us at the outset, he was unfit and unable to recite the bracha. Whatever the performance of the mitzvah constitutes the completion of one's obligation, he should recite the bracha before performing it. And here, there's another commandment that follows the performance of a particular mitzvah. The blessing should be recited until the other You don't make a bracha by this to make it, because there's a command, there's an action afterwards. When do you make this bracha? When you're sitting in the sukkah, or you're shaking the lulav, you're listening to the Baal Shem, because you're sat up to this, or you're enwrapped in the tzitzis, or you're putting out tefillin, or you're establishing the mezuzah. But if you're making the makkah, then you make of lasis makkah. Test kol mitzvah shir mizman lizman, anything which is which is zman groma, it's fulfilled only a specific time. For example, shifer v'suka v'lula v'mekam megillah v'nechaga. V'chein kol mitzvah shir kinyan li etitza tol mizman makkah. V'chein mitzvah shir li tidir v'enam etzvi v'choiz. Treidem mitzvah shir mizman lizman k'dem mizvah z'bnei p'din ha'ben v'vorach adon b'shas ha'siyas v'shukhani yisik shikhani v'aim lo yibirach ala suka v'lula v'ketzim ha'im. If you do it for yourself, you make the bracha to perform. Also, if you're doing it for the others, concerning the performance. Okay, it's a house of lovers to fill with on the film. If you're wearing for the night film, one says, on the film, the Saddam says, you see, my brother, a person performs a mitzvah on his own behalf and on behalf of the others. If the mitzvah is not obligatory in nature, he should use the form for the blessing. That's what makes the bracha considering the mitzvah is obligatory, and he had the kavanah of fulfilling his own obligation and that of others. She used the form of losses. The figure who was brought to Shemei called Shiver. That's why makes the bracha to hear the sound of the Shiver. Tizvah, another little bracha to this love, Shkir Shigbiya to the Chivasi. When one takes the love, one should recite the bracha of Al Tizvah Lulav. I will aim Veda Kreim Shita Mavarla to Lulav Kamele Shabastuka. If one recites the bracha before taking the love, one should recite Lazar Sukha. Makanat Alamish Shabavarach Achashas Mavarach Alasiya. From here we learn the principle that a person recites a bracha after performing a mitzvah, blessing concerning the mitzvah performed. These things are a due reshus. I feel shah that's with bracha al shrita val kisitam, and this is that. Kachem bracha al bir chowitz bin shabbat, that's bin shabbat lachem. From shah shagor, believe the bath on asses mitzvah, bir kredim shiv de kamesh is brahm kimmi. Similarly, one recites the bracha concerning the destruction of chowitz, whether one searches for leaven or on his behalf or not. This form is used because once a person resolves in his heart to fulfill the ownership of Rechamas, the mitzvah of the string is fulfilled even before one searches, as we will explain. A person should be very careful not to recite brachas that are not necessary and recite many blessings that are required. V'chein David Omar, the Holy Yom Avrachat, God David says, I will bless you each day. And B'rich Lecham on the sign, blessed be Hashem who grants assistance. Hilchas Mila, Mitzvah Aseh Achas V'Lomba Aschar Mim Shmini, contains one positive commandment. the circumcised males of the eighth day of Bir, Mitzvah, Prokamilo, Aleph, Mitzvah, circumcision is a positive commandment whose lack of it fulfillment is punishable by Karis. An uncircumcised male who has not circumcised his foreskin, the soul shall be cut off from his people. If father is commanded to circumcise his son and a master a slave, like it says, he advises him to make over Abba other was if let's say they didn't do this, so then Bitum in the Curtis, then Ravatul Mitzase, but then Achaev Curtis told the Alibar Latsman, Curtis is only for the person uncircumcised. Raising the Tsuga Lomo, I say, Abben, and Abbe was Manuel Yanicha Arlbi Sole Abden. The Bazin is obligated to circumcise the son or slave at the proper time and should not leave an uncircumcised male amongst the Jewish people are the slaves. Base Emol Mneshul Adam Shalai Mi Daitai Emol Mneshul Adam Shalai Mi Daitai Alam Kin Avar Venim Nolomol Shabez Demol Isi Balkorche. We may not circumcise a person's son without his knowledge unless he has transgressed and then not circumcised. Such a case, the Bezdin must circumcise the child against the father's will. Salam Bezdin Lemol Isi. If the matter does not become known to the Bezdin and they did not circumcise, Ego Vuchai Lomo is Asmi. When the child reaches Bar Mitzvah, he is obligated to circumcise himself. Vuchol Yemim Shiyavar. Allah, Mish Ego Vuchol is Asmi. Ramat Mitzase. Each and every day that passes after he has reached Bar Mitzvah, he negates the Mitzvah Sase. Avadichai of Kars, that Shiyomas Vuarab Lamezit. He's not Chai of Kars until he dies. All circumcised, I mean, unintentionally failed to perform the Mitzvah. Master is obligated to circumcise both a slave who has been born of the property of a Jewish owner, a slave purchased from a guy. But the bias nimble shemene gets a brisket eidu. Mikvaskes a nimble beyim shenitla kafil v'kacha beyim shenel limu beyimei. A slave was purchased should be circumcised on the day that he was purchased. If he was purchased on that day, he was born also he was circumcised on that day. However, slaves that are purchased who should be circumcised on the eighth day, and homeborn slaves should be circumcised on the day they are born. Okay, when purchased a maid servant and purchased the rights to hear her fetus, when she gives birth, the baby should be circumcised on the eighth day. Although the fetus itself was purchased separately, since the master purchased his mother before the child was born, he should be circumcised on the eighth day. If a person purchased a maidservant for her offspring or purchased a maidservant with the intent of not immersing her as a slave, even though her offspring is born and is the man, the child should be circumcised on the day he was born. This child is considered as he alone has been purchased, as if he purchased on that day. His mother is not included amongst the maidservants of the Jewish people so that they could be born, be considered homeborn. If his mother immersed herself after she gave birth, the child should be circumcised on the eighth day. When a person purchases a slave from the goyim and the slave does not consent to be circumcised, we may be patient with him for 12 months. Israel Cain is also the kind of shriola after 12 months. It's forbidden to maintain for any longer period. With this, sell him to the goyim. If at the outset, while the slave was still in the possession of the goyim, he made a stipulation that he should not be circumcised, it's permissible to maintain although he is not circumcised. As long as he accepts the 7 universal laws commanded to the descendants of Noach and becomes a resident alien. If not, then the Yorim Miyadi gets killed by as resident alien may be accepted only in the era when the laws of Yehovah are in effect. When a convert enters the congregation of Israel, he is obligated to undergo circumcision first. Amokshe Akushov Ahatif Mele Dam Brisbeim Shesgar. If he had been circumcised while he was a goy, it's necessary to extract the blood of the convert on the day that he converts. Vechein Kotnish Nil Shumolzer Lahatif Mele Dam Brisbeim Shmini. A child who was born without a foreskin must have blood extracted for circumcision on the 8th day. Andrignes, who are Yolish, usually Zachus, Kosach, and Aklus, can occasion to Lomo Isibishmei. Andrignes, a child who was with both male and female sexual organs must be circumcised on the 8th day. Hain, Yetzidef, and Mishu, usually, Ishtar, earliest Melanus, Ashtain, and Mishmei. A child born by a Syrian section, a child who has two foreskins should be circumcised on the 8th day. Circumcision is performed only during the day after the rising of the sun. Whether it's on the 8th day, Shuzman, which is Manish Shumachi, all the number of Mishmini Beam, Levelet Amom, Shulam, the Sahar is Kashir, Holyim, Kashir, with the Alphabish Kane, Mitzalagam, the Kasim, Shazizim, with the Mitzvah, do it, the eager perform Mitzvahs early. Test Mila was Manish Shabbos Mila, when circumcision is performed at the appropriate time. It's Dech Shavuos. Shlebizman is in Dech Leis. Shavuos Leis Yalvim. Shlebizman men Shlebizman Dech Shavuos. Tzuras. Ketzer. Shavuos of Behedas. Be'ed Arlo Kedech Sarla. If there was a sad tzuras on the foreskin, it would be cut off of the foreskin. Avishiktisas Nega Tzuras. But Itasi of Asev Itchaz Leisasi. Although there's an Isra against cutting off the sons of Tzuras, the performance of a positive commandment supersedes the observance of a negative commandment. Just like the superstition of sun supersedes Shabbos, and this is one exception. A slave whose mother did not immerse herself after she gave birth, although such a slave is circumcised in the 8th day, his circumcision does not supersede the Shabbos. The cotton which is born Gemal, the Mishanil, the Khadish Shon, the Buddha Kedish, the Gom, the Shishu, the Nevam, the Shangal Chai. A child was born in the 8th month of pregnancy before his development was completed. He's considered a stillborn if he will not live. A Yitzah, day from the ring as Mishish Mishia Arlis, a Deathless Shabbos, Al Nuel, Kayab, Shabbos, Shi Yemishi. These individuals are circumcised the following Sunday, the ninth of their wives. A child is born in Ben Ishmashis, which is a period when it's undetermined whether it's considered day or night. We count from the night, and he is circumcised on the ninth day, which could be the eighth. And Mel Dar Shabbos Ben Ishmashis, and the day after the Shabbos, Mel Bechel Shabbos. He is born in Ben Ishmashis on Friday, the priest is on Sunday. And the Echmas Shabbos from Savi, we did not circumcise, supersede out of Suffolk. Yud Gimor. Mishnil Bechadish Hashemini. If a child was born in the 8th month of pregnancy, Amay Shalom Bissarna Yimit Sephana Arzav Allah Shalom Ben Shibuhu Allah Shinishto. So, if the child's nails or hairs are completely formed, we assume that this is a completely formed infant that should have been born in the 7th month. A God whose birth was delayed. And with the top of Rishalos in the cabin, A baby may be carried on Shabbos, and it's not set with a stone. And a mole is for Shabbos, we can circumcise on Shabbos. I'll know the soul of Loki, and it's a point of shame for this as it has shred of others that I had all the voted, I'll have a tissue without set getting shade over. So when the baby was born, its hairs and nails were completely formed, we can be certain that this child is at its 8th month of development and should not have been born until the 9th month, but was born prematurely. Is considered as a stone and may not be of the Shabbos. Figure who and Hush of Gem must tell the Shabbos. All be came, Rashosh was in the name, and Vlad shall pay him. If an infant remains alive for 30 days, it's considered to be a child who live and has governed by all the same laws. I look at Shan, the little Haldover, it's considered like a human child, and everything she calls Rashosh was in the name, but them ain't an Eiffel. Whenever a human child lives longer than 30 days, there's no longer considered to be a stillborn. Mishnel Bechidat Shashrini Buddha Nilad Shalom Harzav Lan Shachayam Awal Nesav Shabbos. Child is born in the 7th month of Ibarra. If a child is born with the limbs completely formed, we assume that he will live and he should be circumcised on the 8th day. Savim Bain Shir, Savim Bain Shirin Awal Nesav Shabbos Atal Banim. There's a question whether the child was born in the 7th month or the 8th month, he could be circumcised on the Shabbos. As far as if he was born on the 7th month, then it should supersede. If he's born in the 8th month, circumcision does not constitute violation of Shabbos, as like cutting meat, as if he's a stillborn, if he, like a stillborn fat born in the 8th month. A child's had emerges from his mother's Babinish Mashas, but the rest of the body came out afterwards. It's not Dech Shabbos. Homi Shem Dech Shabbos. Also, Dech Yom Tov Elisha, Dech Hashem Yom Tov Sheni. Shte Yom Tevil, Shalash Hashana, and Dech Haleas Shabbos, and Elisha Haleas Hashana, however, does not supersede. Mechem Milish, Dech Zmoni, Dech Hashem Yom Tov, Shalash Hashana, circumcision is not carried out at the appropriate time, does not supersede the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Seven days to be counted from the time he regains his health until he is circumcised. That's what I'm he recovers from high fever or from similar illnesses. However, a person's eyes hurts as soon as his eyes heals, he may be circumcised immediately. Child's complexion is very yellowish on this 8th day of his life should not be circumcised until his blood recovers from his complexion and returns to that of ordinary healthy child. Was very red, if he is a reddish complexion, should not be circumcised until his blood recovers and his completion returns. Of that ordinary holy child. Shall is always very hard to be very careful. Allah Yud Ches. Ishmaela Banadi Shang, Ways Mahas Mila, Shit Chilling, Was Clear for Fimola, Sushin, Ways Mahas Mila, Ben Bala, Shin Ben Bala, Shin, as Ali Emo, Sushinish, Nish, Rizmani. If a woman circumcised her first son, Nemahi died because of the circumcision of the sap distrait, and similarly the second child. So the third child should not be. Something which is danger takes precedence over everything. He could circumcise after time. It's impossible to bring a Jewish soul back to life.